What lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag?
Brown bag is the best in here.
Episode 104, Brown Bag Pod, powered by the watch.
Yeah.
You gotta hear the cut.
Welcome to episode 104.
We are back. 104. Can't wait till we get to 145.
Why?
Because that's the building I grew up on.
145
North Avenue Street. I do have a title on me. 145 with a heart. I might get a bigger one on my back.
That's fine.
Tramp stamp. 145. Douglas boys.
Is that your favorite time of the day?
145?
Like
nah.
You check the time, you see 145, and you're like, yeah.
Oh, like his angel number?
Yeah, I just start fucking reminiscing about the days drinking 40s? No. No.
What about 145 a.m.?
Usually, my hand by that time.
Whoa.
Depends. I'm not at the club. Like, if it's 145 at the club, it's not in my hand.
I came here with my dick in my hand.
That's crazy. I never understood no wild shit like that. How food just be doing some nasty. I'd be like, whoa. The other day, yesterday, the homie was. So the homie recently got cracked by his homie.
Wait,
like,
what?
His homie Key. His homie cracked him with a bottle at the club.
Oh, because he used cracked in different ways.
Yeah. Oh, like, the homie got cracked. I don't know if he goes that way, but if he does, I support him.
Yeah.
But he got cracked by a bottle this, like, past weekend.
Oh, by your friend. You can't even fight like that.
No. Not by my friend.
No, I know. You said by his homie.
Yeah, by his homie. No. But if Maximo cracks me, I'm taking off on Maximo. But he said that he was at the club. there was like a gang of biddies. One of the biddies happened to be his ex. He came, but the homie's like, oh, that's the homie. Like, he's going to come. But then dude got aggressive with, like, his ex biddy. And then they tried to stop him, tell him to chill. And then when he turned around, he got cracked by a Modelo.
Oh.
Wasn't a Tootsie Steel, it was a Modelo. But it didn't crack.
That's worse.
I know what I'm saying. No, well, he was holding it like this. But I'm, like, scared. Like, if you hold the bottle like this and it cracks, you're cutting your hand pretty bad.
Yeah. Everything's pretty bad.
And, yeah, that fool got cracked. So it was all bad. Ouch. Poor guy, though. But, yeah, shout out to the homie.
Yeah, shout out to him.
But the way that I thought about that is because he was telling me that one time that foot just popped out his everywhere.
Ew.
And everybody was like, whoa.
Whoa.
And I was like, that
Why
right there.
Why are we talking about that to start like, a podcast?
That right there, ladies and gentlemen, it's a case.
Fellas, yes, don't absolutely. Do that.
Don't just pop out your wiener anywhere.
Anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Only in the pisser and with consent.
Exactly.
Mm. Another
life
preach.
Lessons.
Life lessons.
To live by.
Right. Happy Kobe Day, you guys.
Yeah.
I like that it's 8/23, which is his birthday, and then 8/24. So it's like a double day of like memorializing Kobe.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know, you have to wear like your fits. You have to figure out like what Laker gear am I going to wear? What Kobe gear am I going to wear? Did you guys see the gear that Vanessa dropped? The Mamba? Oh, it's white on white. It's like white sweaters with like the white logo, but kind of like puffed up. And you saw it, right?
It's like triple white.
It's like super nice. And it sold out. Like, I saw it. And I'm following her on Instagram. And an hour before, hour after it dropped, it was sold out. But what I like is she did it a week before. So, like, you could have the clothes in time to celebrate Kobe Day.
That's dope.
Yeah.
She did it with Nike or it was like a separate thing?
It's, I don't know, because you go to the Mamba mentality, Mambacita mentality.
Oh,
like,
it's probably their own thing.
It's probably like a power thing, though, too, huh? Like, Nike for sure probably gave him like the plug because that's a lot of shipping for a next day drop. Like,
it's crazy
it dropped last week.
It dropped she did it last week so that you could pull it up so that you can have it in time for this week. See, it's super nice.
Mamba Day. Oh,
it's like stitching.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy that it sold out because wasn't she the one saying that she didn't want to make things limited? So
I don't know that they're limited, though, but like, it's a lot. Everyone just buys.
This is like a Shopify that she made.
Yeah.
You know?
And all of those proceeds go towards the Academy.
The Academy, that's fire.
Yeah. And I think they're meant to match the shoes. I think what's dropping is the shoes. Yeah, the Nike shoes.
Yep. Because those are also triple white.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your daughter, what's it called? Modeling for it. That's fire. Movie. Yeah.
Shout out to Vanessa for that.
Damn, movie. Kobe.
Have you ever met Kobe or like had a Kobe moment like where you actually saw him? In real life or any of your homies?
I never saw Kobe in real life.
My homegirl, my cousin's girl said that she cut off a car.
Shut up.
And it was Kobe?
The car cut her back off, so she went back to cut him back off, and it was Kobe.
What?
So they had like a cut off moment.
She had road rage with Kobe. It's crazy.
And then when she looked, she's like, oh my God, it's Kobe.
Neville was probably like,
sorry at that point. Did you lose smile. Your road rage?
Nah, of course. I'm sorry, Kobe. Your,
yeah. You go ahead. Yes. You want me to crash myself? You can hit me if you want.
Damn, are you hitting and running Kobe? If I were to hit Kobe and I seen that it was that far, my his insurance is I'm out of here.
Shout out Kobe. He probably had, like, clearly he's Kobe, so he probably had, like, a really expensive car. So she was probably like, Ferrari. This like, she, even worse, that is a rich fool,
Pinche
right?
Creído.
Yeah. You think just because they got a Ferrari, they can cut off anybody?
Yeah, I'll show them.
I do that. I do that when I'm driving, like, at certain places. Like, I'll just be like, car. And if we do crash, I'm leaving. Because, dude, I'm not. Do you imagine dealing with a Ferrari insurance?
No.
See, but Kobe, like, most of the time, he wasn't like, to see Kobe, where was she at? In the valley.
In the freeway.
Oh, so probably like on the 405, maybe? Yeah.
I never got to meet Kobe, but I did go to a game one time. Mm-hmm. Like the season where they had, what's their names? Karl Malone and Gary Payton.
Yeah.
I went to one game and I was like super hyped. But like I didn't like, I was like in the 300 section.
Yeah, it's cool. He did it for you.
That's as far as I got.
That's what he said. He would always stay. He would play no matter what because he knew there was a kid in the 300 section.
Exactly.
That went
to Rosecrans all the way up there.
Yeah.
You said they didn't become an NBA player.
I didn't.
Were you like motivated after the game?
No, you I was like, just like...
You had dreams?
No, I was always a huge Laker fan, and it's weird. That's probably... Well, now I've gone to a couple more Laker games, but that was the only time I went to a Laker game as a kid.
I interviewed him really quickly. Oh. I think I've talked to you guys
Complex Con, right?
No, he called into the radio station, and then I talked to... It was when Control dropped. Because Kendrick had mentioned Phil Jackson. He's like... Like Kobe or like there's no coaching me or like Phil even Jack Phil Jackson couldn't coach me. And then I asked him what he thought. And then Phil Jackson was like, you need to be a better team player or whatever. He responded. So I asked Kobe what he thought of the line. I talked hip hop with Kobe, which is really cool. Fire. And he was like, nah, I love that aggressive. He's like, of course. He's like, you know how many times Phil Jackson told me I gotta be a team player?
Damn. But also like Phil Jackson, I feel like when you go from like the Jordans to the Kobe's, it's like kind of got to listen to this film.
You
like,
definitely got to listen.
Like Kobe, but Kobe was a beast on his own, but imagine like the person Kobe looked up to was Jordan. And if Jordan was able to be coached, which I probably was like a wobbler too.
For sure.
Like it's like, all right, but he's still a fucking, you know, like you, I'm a beast. If I'm gonna get this ball, score 50 and go home to my kids and write books.
There's talented people that don't let you tell them anything. So facts. I can see that.
Shout out Kobe.
Did you guys see Drake's cover art?
Yeah, Sunday.
Who hasn't by this time Thursday when this drops?
True.
Yeah. Shout out Dragon. But so you think he's paying his son?
Yeah.
He better.
Like a trust fund? Not like a trust fund, but like, you know, like when
it'll
he turns 18.
It'll help out his bars. Like, I already see the flex bars later.
I paid my
about his son. Yeah, about
my son
his
got
son.
Paid more than you for my album.
What kind of dog is this?
He had a, hold on, he had a bar in one of the other songs about how Adonis, like during recess, is getting more money than any other kids in his school or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like he's mentioning it like, yeah, y'all are playing recess. I'm making money. I'm Adonis. I'm Drake's son.
He said something about like parent-teacher conference too, right? Yeah. Or like when I pick
so
up
So this is just going to be another flex bar.
Parent-teacher conference. Yeah. Da, 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 da.
That feels wild. Damn, if we imagine you like, for the teacher trying to have a conversation, everybody like a million people are trying to take a picture with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Drake.
Ask what kind of dog is this? It's a dog that parents didn't love it because it has no tail or it has three legs.
It looks too
demonized. If that back thing is a tail, then it only has three legs. If it's not a tail, then it's a dog that doesn't have a tail. So that means someone cut it off.
Ooh. Damn.
Yeah. And yeah.
Dude, knowing like the people that are super religion, they're gonna go like, "Oh my God, he sold his son to the devil." His way has red eyes. And
you have conspiracy theory, homies.
It's the white devil, Josh.
Yeah,
the homie Josh. But the other homie feels like he watches one video of YouTube and thinks he knows the world.
Yes.
Like, bro,
I don't even know. But there's just people like that.
My mom will for sure pray for Adonis.
For Adonis?
Yeah. Adonis, por favor.
Yeah, fool. Like, I hate, like, bro, it's just his son probably thought he probably had, like, you know, they gave him, like, a black sheet of paper, the one where you have to use other colors other than black.
Yeah.
And he's like, let me paint it white and red. It's well matched.
It's a French dog because he knows French. Because his mom is French.
He does know French, huh? Yeah.
Wow. It's Frenchie. That one white dog that's in every Mexican house.
It's French and Canadian. It's French and Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Wow. Hey, does Adonis have papers?
Is he probably like dual citizen?
Yeah, like can he come to America?
He probably has three papers. French. He probably has French, Canada, America.
Damn.
Made it. Oh, yeah.
I forgot paper before my mom. It's white privilege right there, brother. Half white privilege.
Actually, like 75%.
He's like 75%. Vic, yo, Vic has papers. Anyway, the hurricane. We almost died this week.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How did you spend? We were kicking it like the night before.
Yeah, we kicked it the night before. I confirmed to let you know that if we die, you know, we had a good time right before. Yeah. But I was just, I literally was at home just eating pizza. I just kicked in and watched Suits all day. It's my new show right there on Netflix.
Suits.
You guys got to watch that shit. It's booming, pops.
Meghan Markle's in it.
Oh.
Who's that?
That's the one. She's the...
What's the
Prince Harry? Prince Harry's wife? You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know. I just know the actor. I'm not...
The royal...
All I know she's from Canoga Park.
She is from Canoga Park.
She's the redhead?
Wait, is it the same person?
I know exactly what you're talking about. Rachel, the morenita.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah, all fire.
I haven't watched the show, but yeah, she was in that.
Yeah, she's one of the main characters. She's dating the main fool.
Yeah.
Or they ended up
She went on to, like, the whole royal family hates her and stuff.
Oh, that's her.
Yeah.
So she's still going at white boys. She's going at a white boy right there,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're married.
That show is so old.
I never, but it's
like an older show. People think, or people can think that it's, like, starting now. It's not. It's been, like, Office era.
Is it good?
It's good as fuck. It has 8 seasons. So when I saw it on TikTok, you know, TikTok be posting like little clips of like entertaining ass parts, and that's how I saw it. And then I went to on Netflix, and I was like, oh, it's on Netflix. Yeah. You know when you go look for a show and it's like on like some weird app that you don't feel like downloading and getting a new subscription,
like
you just wait.
Or something.
And so you just wait. So then I moved it to motherfucking. So then when it got on Netflix, I hopped on it and I've been stuck. But it's like weird because everybody else is now stuck on it. Because it finally went on a mainstream platform because they seen how good it did. Netflix bought it. And me and the homies are like, bro, because I be fucking up and posting shit on my story. And my homies are like, bro, delete this shit. What the fuck? You fucked up my whole thing. Like, I didn't know that was happening. But there's like 8 seasons. So it's cool when you go into a new show that you didn't know about.
It's like Office. It's like executives, huh? That's what it's called, Suits.
Yeah, right? It's definitely like, it's like
New York what
corporate.
Type of company?
Mm-hmm. It's like corporate law and it gets like super personal. Yep. And shit like that. But the good thing about it, it's like, there's like a plot twist to like the whole fucking thing. It's fire though. I fuck with it. I like the vibes just because it's not like, you know how you said Office? Like The Office? Mm-hmm. The Office is more like super comedy. Like it's meant for us not
I
to take
like
serious.
The Office era, like that time.
Oh,
the,
when the every time, show had to do with
no,
like.
No, more like the time that The Office was out, this stuff was out. Like that's like the, when it existed, right? When it was new.
Yeah, cause
is that time?
I thought what you meant was
not like the type of thing, but I get what you're saying.
Because I feel like for a moment there was like just shows about like people in offices and like working in corporate business and shit like that.
Yeah, my sister's man. So they lived in Queens, and he is like a banker fool. Like he works in finance, and he's like Suits was his shit. That's how I knew about it. So that's like 2017, and he was like super up on it. I was like, I don't know, fucking Suits.
Damn, bro, that shit made me like.
To me, it looked fucking square. Like, I don't know if I would like it, but I'm seeing a lot of people love it.
Bro, and that shit is good, but it also shows you, like, because when you read, like, the things about it, it's like, bro, it's like, there's, like, a lot of bankers that reply, be like, bro, it's like a fucking like doggy really dog like world this, in the corporate world.
What's that one show that's, like, old school, but it was about marketing? Like, a PR, like, but it's old school.
That's doing, like, labels?
No. It was really, like, popping, man.
Arrested Development?
No. What? You guys go ahead. I'll find
Ally
it.
Ally McBeal?
No. You said that
I'm
already.
Just
and
keep
I said
no.
Yeah. You just stuck in your head. But it's one of those shows. It's really good. I like it because I like the drama shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice. Love is in there. But I just realized, Valette said, that girl, that girl is Prince Harry's bitch or ex bitch.
She's a princess.
Wife.
Oh, she's still the prince?
Wife.
She's still the queen?
No, they left the royal family. They said, peace out.
But she's still Prince Harry's wife.
Yeah.
That's still his
but
bitch.
She's not a princess.
She's not a princess.
No. She was never a princess.
Yeah.
Or she's just a bitch. But that's his bitch. But, like, that's his wife. I'm going to get assassinated by the queen?
No. They don't like her either.
Still, all day, like, more.
Do no, damn, please the queen.
I do remember them shitting on her, huh? What is he eat that
Yeah, they hate her.
That's what you call racism right there, brothers.
Yeah.
And she's from the Valley. I remember that.
Yeah, Canoga Park.
Representing. Chill, Maximo, chill. God, Maximo, he just... Fool. You don't even know Canoga Park like that,
I do.
Fool. What's the best food spot in Canoga Park? Shaqley, shut the fuck up.
Isn't Canoga Park just like super industrial?
Mad Men.
Mad Men. I love that show.
But they didn't, you know, know what I was
I don't know, because I didn't know, like, all I could think of was Alex McGill. It was about marketing on Madison Avenue.
Old school marketing.
Marketing on Madison Avenue.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be really good, right?
It was so good. I never saw it. I was hooked every single season. It was so good.
Yeah.
Nah, it's fire, bro. Bro, because it was like, oh, this is how we're going to market Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
It was like that era, like when things were just coming out.
Or something.
Yeah, and then he was just fucking all his secretaries, every single one.
I get what you're saying. Oh, that's crazy. That was just boning them?
Yeah.
That was the fool in the suit.
No, but you know what? He was sick,
too. Be cracking the bitches.
He wasn't just cracking them. He would start like whole damn near like year-long relationships with them.
Aw.
Like just moving on from one to another, like endlessly. Like just, he didn't stop, you know?
If you ever wish you got into the corporate world, like where you were like worked at a nice ass bank and well, you worked at a bank before, but like
I always wanted like cubicle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I had a cubicle.
You had one?
Yeah.
And I feel like people with cubicles are like, what the fuck do you want this
for? Once you have a cubicle, you just realize that you want a corner office. Yeah. Because the corner office, you could close the door and tell everybody to fuck off, say, I'm taking a meeting, and then you just sleep.
Wow. I've always wanted an office with a nice view.
Same.
I don't understand some of the words they be saying in the show. So I just gotta look them shits up. They be saying some big ass words. I don't know. They be talking about some like the way to sue a fucking person, and I was like, whoa. I'm sorry, reading.
Did you look up objection or what?
No, I knew what objection is. Okay. But like,
what does it mean?
Objection, Your Honor. My client did not do it. He's lying. He's interfering.
What does sustained mean?
Sustained means like I'm gonna sustain this offer. We're gonna think about it. Like, what does sustained mean?
What does overruled mean?
Overruled was like how you and Vic and Maximo do. Get overrule me on some topics.
What does sustained mean?
That we're gonna keep the not
keep
overruled.
Keep it here, yeah. Yes, we're gonna keep it here.
Are you paying attention? Shout out Suits. I'd be like, is there anything that overruled? I'd be
sustained.
Like, but I get what you're saying now. Cause I remember like somebody was pitching something to the judge. And then sustain, Your Honor. We can't move forward with the overruling.
No, they don't say sustain. The honor says sustain.
The honor?
The judge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they
the
try
judge
to go
says
through.
Either overruled, like, I'm not going to go with what you're saying,
or
sustained, yes, I agree with you.
Ah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. That should make me want to be a lawyer, but I feel like I don't take shit too serious. And it gets too personal, and I feel like, damn, it's so fucked up. Like, it's kind of sad. People for fucking up people's, like, lives and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be ruthless in the
Yeah, like, I don't think I would want to, like, let's say me and you are going
on. Yeah, 50 Cent said that the most... Like, the worst pain he's ever seen a man cause another man isn't on the streets, isn't with guns, it's with paperwork.
Damn.
And that's some real shit.
To this day, that haunts motherfuckers. Fuck, holy shit.
Well, not like paperwork, not like...
Not like snitching, but I get what you're saying. Like
in the court and shit like that.
Bro, but yeah, but that shit, that should be making me a little... And my mom's on it. When you watch it in Spanish, y'all have the same voice, really. But in English, it's
one voice actor.
That's cool.
They only hired one.
He does the male and female voices.
Dude, they all sound the same. Hola, Luis. I'm like, dude, what the fuck?
That's cool.
But we almost died this weekend.
It's past weekend, yes.
The hurricane.
Quake.
Yeah, it was scary. I was at my dad's house. I was super hungover. And then all of a sudden, the couch just starts to shake. I was like, oh, shit.
I didn't really feel the earthquake
that
shit.
That's not around me.
No. Yeah,
you're too far.
Shit.
I think you're too far for sure. Because it's an entire county.
But we got the alert.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I think they just sent it to all LA County.
Yeah, because I feel like he's not by Ventura County.
No.
I was in Bellflower.
But is he closer to the beach?
I think he's just drunk.
I don't know.
No, I felt it. I felt it.
Oh, gosh.
Nah, he was probably trembling from the night. I seen him the night before. That fool was on fucking demon mode, brothers.
Sometimes I wish that it's an earthquake. But it's really a spirit that wakes me up.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't mind earthquakes.
I would
usually
rather.
They happen at night, right? What would you rather? An earthquake wake you up or a spirit wake you up?
Depends what type of spirit.
Just a spirit. You don't know what type.
I don't know. I feel like I've never gotten the... I don't want to jinx it either. I've never gotten the sleep paralysis and shit where I feel like... Se me subió el diablo.
You never got that?
I call sleep paralysis on you.
Damn.
We'll get Olympia today anyways. For my mom.
I was just going good to get one anyway. I was on my way.
After every weekend, I just get Olympia.
You should, because you're exposed to a lot of people.
Did you guys see that video someone tagged us in of an alien or whatever? It looked like something in the sky this weekend too. So it was the hurricane, an earthquake, and I think they tagged us in it like early this morning of like something weird in the sky.
And then Vic being freaky.
So it's just all happening. I don't know.
I wasn't being freaky.
The only thing that I, besides that happened during hurricane that I saw is you fantasizing about energy, so.
I wasn't fantasizing about Angie. She's not even my type.
I don't know, man. You said what? This looks like
you're
Angie.
You're not her type.
I don't want to be
this
her
looks
type.
Like Angie, yeah. And then the girl.
It's fucking boring.
It didn't look like her. And it was just a picture of her ass.
Yeah.
Like,
no, dude.
It is.
No,
okay,
dude.
Her face does look like Angie.
Her face
does. Oh, I don't even see her.
Look, no, watch. Angie.
That does not look like Angie to me.
Angie. Oh, Angie.
You had your dick in your hand? Yeah. 145?
Yeah, first of all.
Hey, would you, okay.
Beating your shit to a girl's going up an elevator is crazy.
But okay, it's would not you, possible.
No, I've never beat my shit
would
to
you, would you treat Angie differently if...
If she had that ass? For sure. But she got no body.
Angie says the blurb. And you don't let him talk about you like that.
How's that a perv? I'm not a perv. You call me fat all the time, so I can tell you got no body.
She has a lot of body. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy.
But some fan was like, bro, tell me this is an Angie. And I sent a screenshot of the fan saying that, by the way. I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah.
But I was like,
your
was
burner?
Like, the burner. Send it to myself.
It's crazy.
On the cheese with Luna account, just send it to myself. That's vicious. But dude, that shit had me dead. I was like, I thought the fan was just being freaky. You know, they'd be like super sexual about Angie.
Yeah.
And then I looked, and then it was like, bro, the face, fucking that shit tripped me the fuck
they
out.
Have,
like,
they have a point a little bit.
Which one of your friends likes Angie?
None. I know she heard. No, I'm dead ass.
Oh, okay.
And one of my homies like
that. Because I have one of your friends that I would ship Angie with.
Who?
Guess.
D-Poet?
D-Poet.
No!
Put up a picture of D-Poet.
I love my best friend, Angie. I would not ship.
We love D-Poet
too. Shout out to D-Poet.
Whoa, that's fucked up, baby. I found out the homie did like Shoddy Bay.
You just fucking said Angie has nobody and she has
and
a lot of body.
And the homie Poet looks a little slow.
Yo, we were trying to
who
find...
Who would we ship Angie with? That's your homies. Not Kith.
Yeah, we were trying to buy crickets to eat.
Yeah.
Let these call D-Poet.
But didn't he know?
He did know exactly where.
He was
exactly
like, hey, my girlfriend's at Oaxaca right now. She could bring some back. And I'm like, no, like, I mean, like, around here. He's like, oh, there's this store. Like, you know. Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's slow. Eh?
No, it's not because he's slow. It's like he's very indigenous.
You're super. Hey, one time we were making fun of that for bad. Like, it was like a whole road session. And he thought I looked like my mom, and we're like, all right, we're gonna fuck up the moment, fucker. But who would I ship him with? I don't know. Who would you ship him with? What'd you think of?
Peaser.
No. He's really nice, though.
Yeah, he is really nice.
Yeah.
Damn, I never noticed that. He was super nice.
You never noticed? Your homie's nice?
Well, it's because we talk like bitch, fucker, like yeah. Fat bitch. Like, every time I walk in somewhere, it's like, what a fat, dumb bitch. And I'm like, damn, good morning to you, too. Whose
birthday is this weekend?
Danner.
Oh, you think they'll make a good couple?
I think they would because he's tall and she needs a tall one.
Angie is pretty tall.
Yeah.
Angie is pretty tall. I don't know.
So if she was with D-Poet, she couldn't wear heels.
Yeah, if she could pick up the homie D-Poet.
Yeah.
I don't know. You think Danner and Angie?
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking how you say it. He looks like Shoddy Bae.
Well, that he looks like Shoddy Bae. Does he not? The homie's mom called out for a nano face. That's fucked up for them. They called out for a horn. Bro, if you guys were to come kick it at the homie's, at Danner's mom's house, it's up. Oh, I think last time I tried to warn the homegirl, she came. I felt like she wanted to go home and cry. Ah, they was cooking, Pop. It was bad. But shout out to homie Danner. It's his birthday this weekend.
Yeah.
It's about to get horny dorny. You feel me?
Happy birthday, Danner.
It's going up.
I have the lady already booked.
What lady?
For Sunday.
What lady? Oh, the IV.
The IV lady. I already booked her ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I showed her half.
That's smart.
You just know you're going to get super
hydration.
Yeah. Well, on Friday, I'm not because I got to film. Dude, Angie's just fucking off today.
Jesus Christ.
He has been nervous.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, it's his birthday this week. I mean, shout out my homie. He's going into his 30s almost.
How old is he?
29.
Oh,
he's
knocking
he's
on door.
Baby.
Wow.
Damn.
Happy birthday, Danner.
He's turning 29. That's our dad right there.
Who's dad?
That's our dad.
Your dad? Damn, that's crazy.
That's the group's dad.
Wouldn't
that's
Vic crazy. Be your dad?
No, I've Danner's family.
Oh, okay.
So is Vic, but like me and Danner are like way closer than me and Vic.
Yeah, I've known Danner.
But you've known Danner for a long time.
A long time too. Yeah, probably like if now, like 6-7 years, probably.
I met Vic through Danner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it,
mm-hmm.
Damn.
You know where you could probably get dinner for his birthday?
What?
A puffy taco.
A puffy taco. Poofy taco.
Poofy taco.
Wait, hold up. How was Karol G?
Hold on. I want to talk about poofy tacos. Okay,
poofy taco.
And I'm not just talking about the one. I'm kidding.
The one you just offered?
Whoa. Angie?
You did it, not me.
Crazy.
Wait, Karol G has a poofy taco?
No.
What the fuck is
going? Has a poofy taco.
I didn't say that. Whoa. I did not say that.
You said the one you just offered.
You're fucking super
fake, man. She's the one that said that.
I didn't say that. When did I say that?
Can you put cilantro on it?
The fact that it's true does not. Yeah, shout out to poofy tacos. Have you ever had one?
I've never had a poofy taco.
Vic?
I don't know what they're talking about, so I don't know. Actually, I should not answer.
Vic, have you had a poofy taco?
Probably.
Can you tell if it's poofy or not? A taco?
Wait, can I tell when? Hard, like, okay. Like from the jar?
I don't know if
like
you're talking like
about food, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
I was talking about, I was about to be like, yeah, if we could tell with the gym clothes.
Whoa. Tough to the shorts.
Whoa, ew. Gross. Perv.
What a perv, man.
Okay, Vic got off. Never mind. I'm going to shut the fuck up. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
Vic's a perv.
I'm a perv.
Yeah. Have you ever had a
3 months
taco?
Later, asshole.
Never been to the restaurant to get a poofy taco.
Okay. Daniela doesn't make poofy tacos.
Okay.
She doesn't make Mexican food.
What,
you're Mexican. You know I'm local? It's a taco place called, I think it's Arturo's. I don't know if you could look it up. If you could click on the link.
Poofy taco. Not.
We don't need the internet. We don't need the internet. We need to say we don't need the internet.
Hold on, I think I can reset it from my phone. Hold on.
Angie dropped the Wi-Fi.
She definitely dropped.
Oh, Angie dropped the Wi-Fi. What a dumbass. What a dude.
We're back. Okay.
Nah.
Poofy taco. Okay. It is. I'm with you, Angie. Arturo's Poofy Taco
in Whittier, is a restaurant California.
In Whittier. Okay. So what they have done is they've brought a Texas style taco and he's calling it the Poofy Taco or Puffy Taco. And it is causing a stir. One, because it's like a different type of taco that comes to us from Texas. We love taking Texas stuff, I feel.
Yeah
Texas is cool.
The Edgar cut, the tacos, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's cool because everybody keeps moving out there.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
Facts.
Give us your food.
Yeah.
So this poofy taco, what do you think of it? I just want to talk about poofy tacos.
It looks good.
Yeah. Like, is that good. Fries or is that like big ass cheddar cheese spots?
Cheddar cheese.
I'm not a huge fan of lettuce, so I'd probably ask for no lettuce. But,
no lettuce. But you like a bald poofy taco?
Yeah. Just get straight to it.
And then get over it 3 months later.
Yeah.
This is San Antonio, bro.
Would you rather a poofy taco or a double, like the two tortilla tacos?
Like a double decker?
No, like you know how tacos come with two tortillas?
Like the regular ones you get at the stands.
Yeah. Would you rather a regular taco or a poofy taco?
He's still so like he's still
what?
I'm trying to talk to you guys.
Well,
it's him.
This guy's rubbing his beard.
You like the poofy taco?
But I don't mind. I like food regardless, so I don't mind the two tortillas or the poofy taco. But those is like, it's kind of more Americanized where you got like sour cream.
Like Tex-Mex.
This is 30-year-old being perv. So get over it already.
This guy.
Bro, you're married.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that. It's him.
All right. Original poofy taco. That's what I want.
No, you fuck. That's not even the question, dumbass. The question was, do you prefer
like the regular ones or the poofy ones?
Regular ones.
Regular ones?
With the meat hanging out? Still.
Whoa. Jesus Christ.
That right
that's a good question.
Is a pastrami sandwich, brothers. I'm just saying, like.
Okay, who's being a perv now?
No.
Onions or no onions? Mm. What's it smell like?
Grilled onions.
Grilled onions.
Sour cream?
Well.
Y'all crazy.
Well, I don't want a poofy taco from him.
Look.
It's a bunch of old ass food eating poofy tacos. I'll crack her down.
Her taco from
Texas.
But it's from Texas. It's a thing. It's a Whittier. Shout out to Whittier and their poofy tacos over there.
It looks good. I'll try it.
Whittier where the girls are prettier and the tacos are poofier.
Oh, shit. That's a fact. That's a fact.
That's a fact. I've been to Whittier.
How's Karol G, Lady?
It was great. There's so many poofy tacos.
Literally.
Did you wear pink? I wore red. You didn't see my picture?
I thought you were wearing pink.
He was only looking at Angie, that's why.
Sorry.
You're telling me. Who are you looking at? Let the man Angie are in the picture.
Who are you looking at?
You, most definitely. I'm telling you, Angie's not my type. If she was, I would let it be known.
Yeah. So you just said let these.
Are you tell you my poofy taco?
Okay, see, we gotta move on now. But it was fire.
Me and Angie had two different experiences.
Why?
Okay. And I blame, like, J. Cole and Kendrick for me thinking this way. I'm used to, like, hip-hop concerts, right? And if they're doing a tour, like, let's say Cole has the 2014 Forest Hills Drive tour. He's going to run through the whole album, right? Kendrick has Mr. Moran, the Big Steppers. He runs through the whole album. Yeah. They have a little space where they do their hits or whatever, but for the most part, they run through their whole album. Karol G., Mañana Será Bonito tour. I am a fan of this album. I didn't listen to her before. Angie, I would be like, huh, Angie, why you like her so much, right? So she did a lot of her songs. Like, she did, like, a lot of her catalog, and I'm just sitting there. Meanwhile, Angie's like, yes, 200 copas, yes. What is it, Cielo?
Ocean.
Yeah.
Why does she get up and do this?
But, like, Angie loves, I'm she a fake Karol G fan.
Yeah, I get
I'm
it.
I'm the only fan of this album. I haven't listened to the before shit. But I'm like, okay, when's this song? When's Pero Tu Tu Tu? Or like, when's all the stuff I know? And then Angie's just every song, hit. So at one point, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go figure something out. So I went to go get tacos.
Poofy tacos.
I went to go get tacos. And then I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy some merch because there was like no line there. And then next to the merch was the picture thing that I took a picture in front of. That's why I have my tacos. And I took a picture.
That's what I was talking about. The filter makes your shit look pink.
No, it's red.
I feel like it makes it look pink.
Did it look red to you, Vic?
It was not. There's not a lot of light.
Because it's like blurry, right? It was kind of blurry.
Or maybe I thought you were wearing pink. It wasn't like super bright.
Can we show the video, please?
It's a picture.
Let me see.
It's red.
That looks pink to me. It looks like rose pink. Like
rose is red.
I mean, not rose pink. That turned me out. I thought it was pink. I swear to God, I thought it was pink.
That's red, bro.
When did you post this? Was it Friday night?
I posted it like 2 in the morning.
I was drunk.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Look, that's red, dog. Pink is on the thing. But look how I had the tacos.
Who took this picture for you?
So everyone's waiting in line to take a picture. So there was a lady with her kid, and I had her take my picture, and I took her picture.
Yeah, I was definitely drunk. But overall, I was vibes.
Yeah. What would you rate this outfit?
I like this outfit.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it gives me like hoochie but mature vibes.
Yeah.
Because you got the heels, but it's not like chunti heels.
Yeah.
You feel me? The skirt is like appropriate, and then the top is like wobbler. Like one wrong move. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's so true. Like, that's so true.
Bro, girl be risking it all to look good.
Yeah.
Like, bro.
But I did my thing. Bro, imagine. I'm very proud of that outfit, you guys. I'm very proud of that outfit.
That's a great outfit. But
wait, you see the Drake outfit.
That just proved the point. Like, that made me think about that, like, as men, I mean, I think so, like, maybe speaking for just us,
come on, poofy taco,
we would never wear like something that like our balls would almost fall out of, like, oh shit, like one wrong move, my balls are popping out, like, you know what I'm saying?
Poofy chorizo or poofy chorizo, yeah. Regular crazy. Chorizo
only concern of mine.
I'm a vegan. Yeah, but you know, also I feel like, you know, it's one of those things where like I saw so many stories of girls just wearing pink.
Yeah.
That maybe that's why when I saw it, I was just like, oh, she's wearing pink.
Yeah. True. Or you should get your eyes checked.
Got you. But no, yeah. I feel like I had real good vision. One of my sisters really
when
blind.
I was walking in, it was all pink too.
Oh, you went?
Yeah. Why?
You know what, his girl.
You hang out with a bunch of dudes. I was around a bunch of girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you weren't cracking. You were booed up. Says after 14 years.
Yeah, but just his girl's so bomb. I love Daniela. She's so bomb.
The homie definitely, like, you're like the ugly fool, huh? Yeah. Like they walk in, like, her girls, when you guys first got together, probably like,
nah.
Why are you with this guy right here?
Boy, I got sauce, my boy.
I got sauce. Hey, did you ever, watch this question. Let's see if you answer it. Did you ever date one of Daniela's friends before?
No.
Oh, never you dated. Look so guilty.
I never dated. So guilty.
No. You did this. No.
No, I've never dated another
like you did like,
Holiday,
like
Daniela got like Daniela got like three
what
friends,
is that?
Bro.
You for sure cracked one of them before.
Nah.
Look. Isn't that weird?
Why are you making that face?
I've never seen that.
Why are you in your head?
I have
yeah,
not.
Yeah, why did you do that?
I don't know.
What's her name? Nah. She's probably a nice.
He's doing it again.
Was she Emmy's godmother?
No, bro.
Dog, he's getting nervous. He's like, shut the fuck up. No more.
Is my eye twitching?
Yeah. Did he ever crack BMs one of her friends before? You got with her?
No.
Or after?
No. Why isn't he looking at you? See how he looks at you?
No. All right, you guys.
How many friends does she have? Acquaintances?
You guys wonder how girls catch you guys in life. No. You guys turn into Stevie Wonder. No, you can't never. Even look at that.
Dick looks
she
down.
Doesn't have a lot of friends.
Ask okay. me, ask me, ask me, ask me.
All right, have you ever...
Fuck no!
Okay.
That's a lie.
Super That's lie. A lie. I'm definitely trying to crack the homegirls. But yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah. Well,
but I heard there was no security.
Okay, the fights that everybody saw, I didn't see. Me I saw either. Just good vibes.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out Carol G, though, because the Rose Bowl is still crazy. Yeah.
I feel like they are conspiracy theorying Carol G.
Why?
I think they're making the fights up. Do you see all the fight videos?
I seen the fucking, you know, the ultimate fight like catcher and street vendor protector, Alex. He posted a video. Know. Yeah, he posted a video of the dude shocking the street vendor.
Oh, what? No, I was talking about at the Carol G concert.
Oh, I feel like those only happen in, like, the most random TikTok where somebody happens to be recording.
Yeah.
Because I get what you're saying. Every time I go to a concert.
It's fine. It's great. And then, yeah. like, you see, what the fuck? When did that
happen?
When
did that happen? Damn, that's great. Bro, she made a lot of money.
Yeah. Shout out Carol G. 12. Like, first Latina to, like, her tour, like, biggest, highest selling, all that shit. And she deserves it because the album is incredible. Yep. I wish she did it all in full and didn't play all the other music,
whichever. I was the girl right that recording. Like,
yeah, I did.
Play the next
for one song. And then,
she was hyped for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Wow.
Because I know the album. I love the album. Incredible album. And then I'm just like, oh, I don't know this one. And then I go to stand up a little bit. I don't know that one either. Damn. I literally just left Angie with two people.
You weren't trying to, like, learn it on the fly?
No, because it's, I don't know. I feel like there was a before Carol G, and me and Angie were talking about this. I don't know, you don't want to talk about Carol G.
No.
I know you wanted to overrule Carol G.
Carol G on her own? Beautiful. I know any Carol G, I'm over.
We'll see, like, the music before, right, Angie? She's like, her music before Depressed. Was more ratchet. Or, yeah, more into that vibe, like, because she was with that fool. Mm. And it's like, you know, like, the different types of girls you are now. And now she's just more vibrant, it seems. Like, she's, like, done a whole level up, even in her music.
Yeah.
So I liked whatever this music
she's
is.
Developed. More like Fade.
Yeah.
She's, like, more developed.
Hey, you should be enhancing your partner.
Yeah.
Your
yeah,
partner fact. Should always, like...
Facts.
And were you guys there the night Becky G came out?
No.
That was the other night?
We were the night before. Mm.
Yeah. Did she bring anybody out? No.
Young Miko.
Oh, Young Miko, yeah.
Oh, Young Miko, yeah.
Oh, he's killing me right now. She's booming right now. I say he's booming right now. She's booming right now. The name is crazy.
Yeah.
Unisex name.
Yeah.
Let's move on, yeah.
Parking sucked.
Whoa, I was going to ask about that before we moved on.
My God.
That's the reason I didn't go.
Can I tell you guys
I swear. I had tickets. I was like, I'm not going.
Can I tell you guys our whole situation? So Rose was by my house. So I had like a quarter tank and I was like, oh, I'm fine. I'm just going to go to the Rose Bowl. Oh, no. We were like, we couldn't find any way in. Once we got in, Frank was like, hey, I'll run you through. But it's getting there, right? It's getting into the freeway. And like, it was dead stop. And it's dead stop. And
your gas is running out.
My gas is running out. So the anxiety. And I'm like, dude, Frank, my thing is gonna, like, my car is gonna shut off in traffic. And he's like, no, I got you. So whatever. He put us in the lawn. We're good to go. And I'm like, all right. I left early one because I didn't know any of the songs. And then I'm like, well, I'll let Frank take me out before so I could go to the gas station because I don't want to be in that traffic again on the way out because then I'd be fucking done.
Yeah.
But he's flirting, fucking Frank.
With who?
Cause he has the cart.
Oh,
he's starting with the biddies.
Yeah, with the bitches. So I'm like, hey Frank, I'm going to my car. He's like, okay, I'll be right there. By the time he got there, everybody's out already. Like people are out. And I was like, Frank, I came early so that you could take me out because now I have to wait. He's like, yeah, just. He's like, oh yeah, some girl said she was gonna flash me if I took her to her car. And I was like, nah. I'm like, you're lying because you took forever. She flashed you. You took her to her car. He's like, but yeah. He's like, some girl's like, give me your phone. I'll give you my number. And I'm like. But then I also see this fool riding around in a car, bitches with their heels. Like, they're going to want to ride,
they're
right?
Yeah.
And so is he. He's like, hey, just wait till like midnight and I'll take you. So I took it. I'm like, all right, I'll take a nap. I wake up at 1 a.m. and he's still not there. And I was like, bro, Frank, I want to go home. It's 1 in the morning. And he wrapped up and then we drove to the gas station and I filled up my tank and then I went home.
Everyone was in the car on the gas station?
Yeah. No. He got in his car now after that. But he was in the cart running around Rose Bowl. And then he turned it in. But I'm like, damn, you really fucking made me wait because you were magging on bitches.
Wait, so how did Angie go home?
Her sister was there. Her sister and her cousin. Oh. So she went with them.
The place, things like that give me anxiety, like parking and
parking
shit like
is
that.
Crazy at Rose Bowl. And there's no way to make it better because it's all about the ways into Rose Bowl. Granted, there's a lot of parking, but it's just out. There's like, it's only little streets and houses and like, there's no way in except little slivers of road and all of that gets packed. There's, you can't make that better. Yeah. Well, nothing can make that better.
At all.
Unless you bulldoze through the houses and just make a fucking freeway or some shit.
Yeah. But they don't want to do
that's
that.
A fucking shit, too.
Yeah.
But shout out to her for killing it.
Yeah, shout out to her for killing
two nights in a row.
And she just did Lollapalooza.
Yeah, first.
Which was like,
she's killing it. I love you, Carol G. Yeah. I'm sorry, I only like one album.
Get on.
Yeah.
There's more to love.
There's more to love. Shout out Fuerza Reina. They're going to be at Camp Flogna.
Flogna.
That's crazy. Yes. That really caught me by surprise.
When that caught me by surprise, that means Tyler's hipped.
Yeah.
Hipped.
No, yeah, that's super fire.
He's in tune to the Paisa vibes.
Yeah, that's super brown pied.
I ain't gonna lie,
shout out Camp Flogna.
I get why they're right before Cali Uchis because it's like not a Latino thing. I've never been to Camp Flogna, but is there multiple stages?
I've never been either.
You know what's crazy about Camp Flogna is that they're little trolls. Like the actual. Like, the audience is a hard-to-please audience. Mm-hmm. Like, Drake showed up, and they were pissed.
Oh, they put
up. Like, it's that type of audience.
Oh, because they thought Frank Ocean
was
coming
out. And they're
out.
Like, fuck you, we don't want Drake here. And Drake was tripping out. Like, I know. One boos me. Like, what the fuck? I'm Drake.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the type of audience that there is there. It very, like, unimpressed, like, ill.
Yeah.
So you need to do
very
a
hipster.
Lot.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, more than ever, I've never gone to Camp Flogna. I never really wanted to go, to be honest, even though I'm a big fan of Tyler and, like, Odd Future and stuff. Yeah. But this one, I'm like, I want to go now.
Yeah,
it's like, it's a lot of artists, Pink Panthers, Cali Uchis, Ice Spice.
The Hillbillies.
So the Hillbillies is going to be crazy.
Kendrick and
Baby Kendrick Keem. Kendrick and Baby Keem. So like now I'm hyped. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm hyped for that.
Shout out to the creator put it. And
Kuko's going to be there.
Shout out Kuko.
Yeah.
You got Ice Spice.
Willow. Damn, that's a crazy. That's just, is that Little Mystery? Oh, no, it's Live E. I thought it was Little Mystery. I was like, bro, Little Mystery performing. Ooh. That's sick.
That's sick.
Then it's a crazy lineup. Shout out Fuerza Reina doing this shit, man.
Yeah.
All right, is it 2 days?
Yeah, it's 2 days, yeah.
So the first part is one day?
Probably not.
And the second part is another day?
No, no.
It'll be different.
The way they spread out
the acts.
Yeah, I think just the way they did it, they didn't want to put it like exactly how it's going to be.
Mm. Shout out them, though. Shout out Tyler and them. They're doing their shit. Can't vlog.
So L.A. Taco was doing... some investigation on like
investigative reporting.
Yeah, investigative reporting, and they asked the LAPD some questions about like drugs, and I from what I read is that they didn't expect the LAPD to actually send them this menu,
like a spreadsheet.
And they actually send them like a spreadsheet menu. It's almost menu like a restaurant
it
of
is,
like
man.
The drug prices in LA.
Wow.
Okay, are we okay? Because like, can we see who? For what reporter as this for the LAPD?
It should be on this article.
It's this dude shot by 35mm. Yeah, Alexis Oliver Ray.
Okay, so this fool is doing a thing about like drugs, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, fuck it, why not?
An expose.
Fuck it, why not get super deep into it, journalist vibes? Let me go ask the LAPD for like a statement on drugs or whatever.
I like how it looks like a menu.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And the funniest thing, like there's some drugs that have like, new on it, like what?
Psilocybin mushrooms new.
Oh, yeah.
Psilocybin mushrooms.
What the fuck? Hey, whoever did this, you have a career on making spreadsheets and prices and shit. Cause what the fuck?
It was a lot of shit that I'm like, damn, I don't know enough about drugs. Cause I'm like, there's Mexican black tar like heroin, and then there's also Mexican brown heroin. Had no idea.
Yeah.
Didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, fuck, I feel like
then there's
like-
China white heroin. This is a lot for me.
It feels devilish to me.
I know.
Like
I
it feels like it feels like I feel like, like I feel like I'm gonna be part of a documentary. Never mind. Let's move on. It's kind of like, it's kind of how they use Letty's clip about the birds.
Oh, on Vice.
On Vice.
Oh, they're gonna clip it and be like, "Yo, dude, no talked about."
That's crazy that they said that like that. That's crazy.
Hold on. Peyote is $200 per plant.
Yeah. I see. We gotta move on. Ketamine. Yeah. $6, damn. Shout out, I didn't see it, but shout out Blue Beetle, man.
Oh,
they
my
beat,
God.
They beat the Barbie.
The Barbie.
This just for this week. And this is, mind you, this is Barbie's like third or fourth week.
And then this is the opening week for Blue Beetle.
Exactly. But Blue Beetle is the greatest movie of all time.
Whoa.
right above The Godfather, right next to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Phenomenal movie.
Mayhem.
That's a fucking reach, saw. Vic, but I love
it. You haven't watched it. You got to watch it. You're going
to
love it.
I might go today. Fuck around and take a bitch on a date.
You'll honestly love it. Like, as I'm watching it, I wish Brown Bag was here. I swear. Me and Lil Vic were dying laughing.
I thought you were
going to
say, I wish I was brown.
Man, I wish I was Mexican.
I'll just sit in the sun for a while. I'll be fine.
No, you turn red, fool.
No, look, so I was watching it, and, bro, it's so dope. Like, from the immediate, like, as soon as it starts, like, you just hear, like, our type of music. Like, it's just like, boom.
What's and our type of music?
Like, Calle 13.
Okay. Oh, Calle 13.
Bro. Yeah. Literally, it's like, I'm like, oh, shit, they're getting into it. It's so, yes, it's so fire, bro. Like, the whole thing, just even, like, the way that, like, the mom and, like, the dynamic between the siblings mm-hmm. is, like, literally, it's like you and your siblings, bro. Like, she's like, fucking stupid ass bitch. Like they're like that, bro. They're going
they
in on each other.
Like that?
I swear to God.
Shut up.
No, they don't call her stupid ass bitch. Yeah, but it's like,
okay. I was like, what?
What the fuck? Like, he's making a whole different movie.
Do they wrote the script?
We all go watch it and it's like,
no,
but
they're
you, bro. Love you, my only
no, they're
vocabulary. Well, I see where
no,
we're
they're, at. No, but they're talking to each other aggressively. Even the relationship between the parents is like, like, they're, like, telling the little, like, son to, like, man up. Like, just use your strength. Like, all this shit. This shit was tight. It's not that corny.
Extras on it. Man up, bitch.
How's the Spanish in the movie?
There's a good amount. There's a good amount.
No, but how's, like what I'm saying is, like, you know.
Like, how is it? What type of Spanish? Like,
cause
it's
like, you watch, like for On My Block, and the white girl that happens to be a racist that dies, she's, like, like her Spanish was terrible. She happened even to be Latina.
No, I think they hired like the older people, the older cast. I think they're actually like Mexican actors from Mexico. Because I didn't recognize them, but they were like great actors, right?
Wow.
So okay. I didn't look it up, but like the grandma, like dude, she was an amazing actress, bro. She was awesome, and I was like, but she was just speaking Spanish the whole time. And then even the dad, he looked kind of familiar. But I was like, nah, he has to be like a Mexican actor from like a professional, you know, like from like mm-hmm. he does other shit. Yeah, it was great.
That's fire, man.
Start to finish, I was like, Chapulín Colorado makes a fucking cameo. Like, it's crazy.
Are you going to be Blue Beetle for Halloween?
I might now because Lil Vic is like so, it's like, dude, this is so sick. I think
Who's like his superhero?
He loves Miles Morales.
Mm.
So did Blue Beetle make him want to go back to his culture?
Yeah. Miles Morales is
Latino.
Miles Morales is not Latino.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's Latino. Half black, half Latino.
Yeah. Oh, he's mixed.
Yeah.
Nah, he's a Blaxican.
Yeah.
Fire.
No, I think he's Puerto Rican.
Oh, he's Puerto Rican.
Oh, he's Puerto Rican. Oh, yeah, he's Latino.
Yeah.
On my way.
Yeah, no, but, bro, this is so fire.
Isn't the bad guy like a red guy?
Yeah.
Because, okay, so you know, like I told you, Mario and Luigi, Jorjito's Mario, Luis is Luigi, Paw Patrol, Jorjito's Chase. Luisito Marshall. Is Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
For this movie, Jorjito's like, I'm Blue Beetle, and then he's the red guy. But the red guy's bad.
Yeah, he's
so
a bad
he's like,
guy.
I want to be the red guy. So I'm like, oh my God, I got to figure out who's who.
One's Blue, one's Beetle.
Well, there's going to be two Blue Beetles, though, probably. Oh, damn, I'm ruining everything.
Bro, shut
oh
up.
My
I'm sorry.
God.
I'm sorry.
I swear to God, bro.
Vic, let us watch it.
God damn.
I gave you guys 4 days.
Oh, yay.
So it was a good movie.
Shout out Blue Beetle.
It's great.
We gotta go watch
spilling all the beans.
So, you actually met that fool.
Vic actually sent some picture of a new haircut. You want to explain it?
There's a new Aiden unlocked.
That looks like a lean cut.
Oh, he got a michelada cut.
Who does this to their kids?
The way he's standing makes me feel like he doesn't like the cut.
He definitely don't like that shit. Michelada cut.
And my heart hurts.
Michelada.
So you guys laugh, but cut? I'm sad.
Oh, I saw this. I was like, no way, bro. But, like, definitely somebody's dad was like, it's going to be fucking sick. He's going to be the first one.
This makes me wish I had a little brother.
Melted paleta haircut?
I've always wanted a little brother just so I could do some dumb shit to that fool. That's why I felt bad for Aiden. I'd be smacking the shit out of him for no reason. He'd be walking by me. He'd be like, deal. I'd be like, fool, we know this is the way we vibe, brother.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd be tripping that fool. Damn, bro, that's just hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, okay, no Edgar report. This is a special Aiden report right here, because I'm curious to see the front. They're only showing the back.
Little
but this,
baby.
I just know that as soon as like a Bad Bunny or like somebody pulls this off,
oh yeah,
this kid's gonna be the originator.
Yeah, people get a little too creative with haircuts. I'm gonna be honest.
Shout out to Curves, though. They're very on point. But, dude, it's fucked up, fool.
Yeah.
It's fucked up, but
he's
it's
sad. Outside. He's sad, I can tell, and I can't slime. Even see his face. And he's hungry, I could tell. What? Oh, what? So his shoulder blades are fucky. Crazy. Yeah, yes. Yeah,
them walls in the back are crazy.
Crazy.
He's definitely in the...
Spend all that time doing that haircut. Paint a wall, please.
Does she got Martillo holding it?
Yeah. Oh,
dog, this is a crazy cut. Shout out to Cut, though. I mean...
It's very creative. Whoever did a good job.
Yeah.
You know, although it's probably like...
Super fucked up.
Yeah.
Poor kid. He does look sad, though, huh?
He looks so sad.
It's just the angle.
Tell Depot to stop doing this.
No, you could tell the kid has his arms crossed. He's so sad.
Fucking Depot be telling me about cutting kids' hair. He's like, dude, I only cut one kid's hair, and that's my cousin's baby. He's like, bro, that shit fucking sucks.
Yeah. The boys are good with cuts.
Yeah, but you're, fucking Jorjito's like a little man.
Yeah, but they've been getting cuts for so long, they just are like, all right.
No, but there's, I've been there before when I'm cutting my hair and a little kid comes like next to where Depot. And bro, it just fucking, it doesn't, like, it ruins my, like, peace of mind. It's like,
now you hate kids.
Fuck, yes.
You and Angie, right here.
Angie, you don't like kids?
No. You guys could not have kids together.
Fuck them. We'll adopt.
Now, Kip.
We'll adopt.
So you're saying you're going to be together?
Maybe. Who knows? You know right. what? I've been thinking about the now, not the future.
All right. Shout out SeatGeek.
All right. Today's video is sponsored by SeatGeek.
Woo!
With over 28 million downloads.
SeatGeek
is the number one rated ticketing
app. I love geeks and seats. Ow.
Whoa. So Ivan Coronejo, Romeo Santos are on tour. Uh-huh. And I want to go. So I'm going to go on SeatGeek and try to find some tickets because the ratios there are crazy.
What do you mean ratios?
The guy to girl ratio? Oh. There's so many more girls at those concerts.
But shout out SeatGeek, man. Yeah. Do we have a code for the brown bag thing?
We do. So we have code BROWNBAG20 to get $20 off tickets at SeatGeek.
And that's fire.
Don't forget that every single ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
Come on. Yeah, SeatGeek.
Brownback 20.
Brownback 20 is the code.
What concert are you looking forward to and you could get on SeatGeek? I know you said Ivan Coronejo.
Romeo Santos.
Yeah. Mm. So nasty.
Grupo Frontera's coming November.
Oh, yeah, they are coming. Yeah.
And you know what?
Get your tickets on SeatGeek.
This Saturday, I'm going to go see El Tri with my family. Ooh. And guess what I'm using, Leti?
SeatGeek.
That's at Microsoft, right?
Yes. Yeah. Shout out El Tri.
That's right.
And El Tri with SeatGeek.
Damn.
Me and my mommy.
Angie, is there any other concerts? We did a whole list of the concerts coming up.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones.
I know there was like a September.
Oh, Peso Pluma's coming back to Anaheim.
And guess what we're going to use, Vic?
SeatGeek.
With Brownback 20.
That's right.
Maximo, if you want to go see.
Alina 100.
Thank you to SeatGeek for sponsoring this episode. You
That's so awesome. Shout out SeatGeek.
Shout out SeatGeek. Our first white sponsorship, and we love you guys
dearly.
But no, shout out you guys. The link is in the description. Make sure you guys use Brownback 20 to get 20% off.
$20.
$20 off.
If your mom wants to go see her Sancho at his house, she could use SeatGeek. If your dad wants to go cheat on your mom.
No, they don't have those tickets. They do not have those tickets. What, Angie?
Angie, well, guess what we're going to use to go see SeatGeek. Thank you, SeatGeek.
What?
Music Soul Child.
Oh, Music Soul Child.
Brent
Fias.
Brent Fias. You're so cute. I love you.
Brown Bag 20 on SeatGeek to go see Zizzle.
Yeah.
And El Tri in Grupo Frontera.
Yeah. I can't wait for Grupo Frontera, not going to lie.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Brent Fias.
Yeah.
What's
up?
You listen to Brent Fias?
Hell yeah.
You had to pray on, brother.
I am not, brother.
He's just freaky. That's it.
Have you guys ever been to a rock concert?
Like death metal?
No, probably for you, but I just say rock, like rock.
No.
Oh, I've never been to like a death metal one.
You chose death metal. I just said rock.
No, what kind of rock? A different type of rock. That's what
just
I'm saying.
Just rock, whatever rock means to you. What rock?
Muse.
Fire.
Are you kidding?
Swear to God, it was great.
I was literally about to say I want to go see Muse. I've seen Muse, and it made me cry. But
it
I
was
love
great.
Muse.
And then
you guys know Muse?
Mm-hmm. I don't know Muse.
They had this.
Do you know the song Space Dimension?
Yes.
Oh my God.
They had this thing called the Museum, which is a museum of all their outfits.
Let the air, man. Take a deep breath.
That's super cool.
Whoa. Wait, I'm just kidding.
Me and Maximo are both the halfers, and yeah. there are things that I'm like, wow, is it because we're both half and half?
Oh, yeah. And is Muse spelled M-U-Z-E or M-U-S-E?
S-E.
S-E.
And what? And it's like alternative rock?
It's yes. alternative, but it's amazing. Oh, you know, they're classics. You gotta
know. Is it like the Smiths?
Is it like 30 Seconds to Mars?
No. They're their own thing.
Is it like
thing.
Dashboard
they're
their Confessional?
Own no, they're not even that. They're
are
like,
they white boys?
Yeah.
Is it like Death Cab for Cuties?
No, that's too alternative.
They would
Muse
be
is more
in the like,
hardcore.
Red Hot yeah. Chili Pepper like
but
even, realm.
But not Red Hot Chili Pepper.
How big they are.
Is it like Butthole Surfers?
Vic, what
no,
the?
You're a Butthole
sound like
surfer.
A porn fucking site.
That's a band.
That I've never heard of.
Is it like Bare Naked Ladies?
No.
This is
it's not.
Like,
that's more pop alternative. Okay. Muse is kind of like a bigger sign. I know he said Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I would just...
They're really their own
they're
thing. If it's this hard for you guys to put them in a thing, that means they have to be amazingly good to me. Do you guys know about
that's
Muse?
That's so cool. Shout out to everybody if you're in the comment section and you know Muse. I literally, Maximo, I'm not going to freaking lie to you. Yesterday, I was listening to Muse.
Muse, that's crazy. I've never heard of them.
Yeah they got hits, bro.
You guys wouldn't like it, but I'm going to show
heard,
you.
I'm sure you've heard Madness.
Is it like Incubus?
Oh, Vic, stop guessing. Please just play our names.
I'm just remembering every single him. Rock band that I've ever heard. Oh, like Panic at the Disco.
Vic, shut the fuck up. But you know what? Listening to that shows how they paid the way for like the Linkin Parks.
No. Because, no.
What
Linkin
I'm saying
Park
is
probably the...
Yeah, same, before, probably yeah. same row before.
This white boy shit.
Oh, it's
can
like the
we
neighborhood.
Can we go see Muse together?
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you guys use SeatGeek Brown Bag.
Look at this. You heard this.
Who the fuck is Muse?
Let me tell
you.
You
won't
guys.
Be on Muse.
Wait, now I'm gonna spaz out on my
okay,
alternative right, stuff.
They
right?
hit the fucking clip right here. The Muse clip.
Is it like
Muse? Muse! No? I thought that was a moment to give a shout out
and
to Muse.
And for girls, it's...
Oh, yeah. Muse. Shout out Muse. Let me see them.
Wait.
Go ahead. Talk about your Muse.
So we lived in, what is it called? What are they
apartment
called?
Complexes?
Not apartments, but they are similar to apartments.
Complexes?
Townhouses?
Condos. A townhouse. And there was one above ours. And they were alternative boys. And my sister and we're all homies. And they listened to Muse. So they put us up on Muse. And it was a time I was going through like a really bad breakup with my oldest son's dad, and like that hard type of breakup music is this music that I like. Like Fuck You Lucy by Atmosphere. Yep. Incredible song.
Fire.
There's this song called Space Dementia, and like one of the bars is like, you make me sick because I adore you so. And it was like all those games you play, the tricks you, and like when that was going on, I'm like, oh my god, this is speaking for me. And literally no one could speak for me but these rock bands.
So can you pass me a Red Bull, please? I'd say that real quick before you showed us a very super depressing song that I'm listening to if I ever get my heart broken again.
But look how it starts.
No, oh, that's fucking sad already. Oh, shit.
All right, there's that. That's Muse. It's, you just got to be in the worst fucking pain of your life and play Muse. And you're like, yes.
If you see them live, you'll understand. Yeah.
Shout out to Valley Kids.
Yeah. Was,
shout out to us. Because...
I love that about us. That we can fucking vibe on that shit.
And that's because I really like ska.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those things where I try to explain to people. I'm like, it's kind of like reggae and punk mixed.
Yeah.
I like ska too.
But there's like super sad songs in ska music.
Yeah.
Or like one that you'll
and
sing
it's like
to
you
a video.
A lot of people won't understand you, but the ones that get you, you're like, oh, we're fucking tight. We bond.
But that's fire. That's
how me and my
hey, you know what's crazy? I feel like the moment you guys had is one time I was like on a date with a little bitty. And I was driving, and it was my first car. Vic, did you know me? I had the little blue one, a Toyota Camry. I definitely knew you and Vic.
Yeah, I knew you when you didn't have a car.
Exactly, I was in the little Allison's little Fort Guatemalan car that they brought from
boy,
over there.
Little boy.
They brought, dude, and fucking Red Store Bumps came on. Tumbleweed.
Yeah.
And then I changed it right away. Not that I was embarrassed, but I was like, but I was like, ah, she gonna think I'm a fucking weirdo. And she's like, that's my shit.
Ooh.
And we fucked that night.
Wow. Oh, God. That escalated very fast.
Yeah. Like,
I thought there was something gonna be in between.
No, we sang the song.
Speaking of
you sang the song.
We sang the song together, but you know, it was like a vibe. Like, you know, we bonded.
Yeah.
I'm not
and
saying
then
that's
you bonded.
And then we bonded for real.
I have the weirdest like music selection.
He's weird. So we went to the Canelo thing in my car, but he had plugged in his phone to charge it. And if you plug in your phone, you're in the your music place.
CarPlay.
So it's like let's say it's like Baby Keem, then Luis Miguel, then
Joji.
Then Joji. I don't know who the heck Joji is. Then some EDM. Like, it was just, it bounces. And I'm like, this shit is fucking insane. This is a crazy ass music playlist.
Yeah, I have the wildest.
Do you live your life on shuffle?
Yes.
That's weird.
No, that's pretty cool. My cousin does that. The one that picked me up when he lives in Chicago, picked me up one time. And then he was just on shuffle the whole time. And I'm like, bro, I haven't heard this song in like 14 years. Yes. And he's like, live life on shuffle.
Yeah.
He's like, you'll thank me later. I was like, ooh.
And then when I dropped him off, like, this song started playing. Like, that's his playlist. I swear to God.
He'll listen to that.
And that was after, like, some, like, I don't know, fucking problems by A$AP Rocky. And then it would be that.
And he wears Nas socks.
Yeah.
This is the only time I've ever seen anybody wear Nas socks. But you know what?
I'm talking shit, but you were on shuffle when Eddie Zuko came on. And that's how I got put on by him.
Wow.
Yes.
That was crazy. I'm talking shit, but you know what? You know what? I prefer the card with you two than Vic.
What's Because
it's like Big Swift. And there's like something else that I've never heard of. And then he tried to show me a song. He tried to convince me to post it on my story.
No.
but I like, no, you know I what? Like
I don't know what
shit.
To play when other people are in the car because.
How did I do? How did I do I with that nervous. One time we drove around?
No, you did pretty good. Yeah.
Are they cool?
I learned some new songs.
When did I
was like, oh, time.
When we drove around, when we did the, when we took pictures on all the cities.
I feel like.
Oh, remember he played Acanelli? That was tight.
Yeah.
And I was like, you guys know this song? Yes, we're like, dummy. Shut the fuck up, fool.
Yeah.
And then you played something else that we were all like.
We were playing a lot of Nip. I remember that.
We played a lot of Nip.
Yeah.
I have SoundCloud Nip songs.
Fire.
Like on my SoundCloud, I have a lot of old school Nip shit. Dude, I was realizing the other day, I logged into my SoundCloud after a while. Dude, I have some super low-key corridos that I was charging my homies $1 to cash at me if they want the bangers. I was like, $1, fool, if you want this shit right now.
My SoundCloud has a Travis Scott Days Before Rodeo. And it has like the old Playboy Cardi stuff.
Yeah.
Damn.
Fire.
You know, I thought it was Days Before Rodeo. And I told him that. He's like, why would it be Rodeo? I'm like, I don't know, dog. I read it like Rodeo, like Rodeo the Dark. Real deal. And I wouldn't call it Rodeo. But I'm like, I don't know. For some reason, when I read it, I feel like you'd say Rodeo.
Yeah. Damn, that's
Travis
crazy.
Travis Scott follows me.
Really?
What? Yeah, random. That's my random that's like fire. Celebrity that follows me.
That's
on
crazy.
Twitter.
On Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter.
That's still crazy.
That's still crazy.
He wants to know my thoughts.
Travis, he's low-key a Twitter OG. Like, not OG, OG, but like the Travis XX handle was like, he was around for a long time.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. Shout out your guys' playlist. The Muse is crazy. I'm asking my sister about that.
Yeah.
She'd be depressed.
Fire.
Muse. Kobe. I like the Smiths.
Why did I ask that? Oh,
Siggy.
Bro,
if they are in concert, I want to go see them.
Same.
And I will use Siggy.
Siggy, right. Brown Bag 20.
Especially because Fern doesn't have rock tickets.
Do you folks don't get the rock shit?
I don't think so. We don't have rock stuff.
But what about the other station?
They don't do rock.
I thought they were rock. The white rock.
I don't know what they are.
Honestly,
to be
honest.
Like, I don't know what. Shout out to them, though.
Yeah, they're cool.
They have this, like I remember meeting one of them, and the smell stuck with me. That fool had the smell of coffee and cigarettes.
Yep.
And it reminded me of them fools. And the other day, I was driving. I think I was coming here.
They played mainstream
and
rock.
And I passed by, and I was like, the smell of coffee and cigarettes.
Right.
And I was like, that's
I love the smell of coffee and cigarettes in the morning.
These fools on set, shout out to Watch, these fools are... Cigarette, the smell of cigarette and coffee.
Oh, chain smokers?
It's fucking.
Wait,
not
which
you.
One of you smoke cigarettes?
Jeff.
So?
Jeff smokes cigarettes. So when you first get there, he's the one that's telling you where to go. Elvie's being like a boss, you know, like Elvie's like, don't talk to me, give me
by
my.
By the way, if me and Vic don't look dead today, it's because of Jeff.
Shout out,
Jeff.
Shout out, Echo World.
Because Jesus Christ, y'all had us looking
crazy. Can we talk about that? I was honestly really depressed for a couple days.
Did I look dead?
So sad.
No, bro, you look good. No, it was me. I looked like I aged 10, 12 years. And I was like, I literally asked the chat, do I really look like this? And nobody replied.
You had to double check.
That shit looked
you really look like that.
I was like, I really look like this in real life? Every day?
Shout out.
No, you look great, brother.
Thanks.
And... Yes, that shit reminded me of that shit. Shout out Jeff because it was I was like,
oh, a cigarette.
That's just because I remember one time I was pulling up and then we had to like film early in the morning. I don't know what the fuck we're doing, and I was like, Fool, are you drinking a coffee and smoking a cigarette at the same time? He's like, that's what you do when you go to the laparro.
Live life. Wow. Come back to
I found out all these foods were like in some type of like war shit, like Army, the Marine, Navy. Okay. I'm not too sure. I forgot. I know they're like super prideful about the shit. But when I started finding that out, I'll just pull up everywhere and be like, oorah. And I'll be like, that's not what we are. And I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'll just put that food.
Thank you guys for your service, by the way.
Appreciate it. And concrete does that too.
What?
Concrete smokes a cigarette and a black.
That was old school, dog.
He smokes Black and Mouse with a Red Bull or a Coke. Oh, and he just talks to you. Yeah, perrito.
All he hears. Body spray, like, help me.
But look, you understand? I was like, I had just turned 20. I'm around these 30-year-olds, and all these fools are like talking about their kids, and they're Soso's the only one that's like still depressed. But all these fools are talking about,
I'm gonna find Soso a partner.
We gotta find him a baddie, huh? Yeah. But I was all these fools are like talking about their kid, and they'll just be in there like train smoking. I'll be right there like, yeah, they're like, what are you doing tomorrow?
Train smoking.
And I was like, hilarious. And I was like, shit, I'm just chilling, barrito. Yeah. Like,
what's a train smoke?
Train smoking is actually pretty interchangeable with chain smoking, if you think about it.
Oh, it's chain smoking. Chain smoking, yeah.
That just means you're passing it around?
Yeah.
They would definitely share the cigarettes. Yeah. The last one, hey, they were feeding for the last one.
Who's sharing cigarettes in COVID times?
Who's a train smoker?
Hold on. Wait, you shot that in COVID?
Yeah, I don't smoke cigarettes.
No, I know, but I'm saying you guys shot that in COVID.
If you were 20, you did it in 2020 because you were born in 2000.
You guys are train smokers?
So you guys were train smoking during the middle of COVID?
Nah, they were crazy. Doing it away from set, but you know what's fucked up? They had like the little runners. What are they called? They had the PA instead of the... So this fool would ask for like a certain lens or like a certain thing we need for the thing, but guess where the runners were at? What? At the liquor store run for these fucking chain smoker fools.
The chain smoker fools.
But side of the chains, but that reminded me of them fools. But I feel like you could get rock tickets from them.
Thanks. It all comes back around. Well, you know what? I don't need to because I could go see
you. She can keep on back.
Yeah. And if you ever want to see the chain smokers in concert,
yeah.
Fuck
right. Yeah, no, that's a real
group. That's a real group.
Yeah, they're EDM. Yes. You'd like them.
Yeah.
What type of EDM? Chainsmokers
remix of Kid Cudi.
You know chain smokers.
You know chain smokers.
I read this show. But yeah, shout out these fools for causing everybody cancer on set.
Oh my God.
Can you drink and eat at the same time?
What do you mean?
What?
Can you like eat like a meal and drink at the same time?
What do you mean?
Like a beer with a carne asada?
Are you?
Wait, who are you asking?
Both of you guys.
Yes.
I don't prefer it unless it's, maybe it's like a michelada, yeah, but I'd rather have like a regular beverage and then I'll drink after.
I don't like drinking without food. To me, I remember the first time I went to a bar and it's like, oh, this is just alcohol. People just come here to only drink. No one eats anything. Because before that, it's like, I know restaurants and the first time at a bar, you don't really know the scene like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's no food. There's just drinks. That is so weird to me.
Damn.
There's no food
attached
to it.
I don't like eating a lot when a lot of liquor's involved because then I end up throwing up like I did on Saturday.
This food threw up on his dad's carpet, dog.
I know.
Big.
I know. I don't even remember. That's the fucked up part. My dad wakes me up and he's like, hey, wake up, mijo. And I was like, what's up? He's like, did you throw up on the carpet? And I was like, no. Straight, like, if you would have made me pass a lie detector test, I would have passed it. Mm-hmm. And then I looked, and then I had, like, a flashback to, like, me just throwing up, like, getting up in the middle of the night, throwing up, and then falling back asleep. And then
did he throw before that makes you red?
No, she had already left by then. And then I was like, dad, I'm so sorry. I was like, I'm so, so sorry, dad.
Video of it?
There's a new one?
He wasn't mad.
Already?
He wasn't mad?
You said that you were going to have some time off.
I tried.
Okay, this is him at first, right? He's with like a bunch of 20-year-olds just getting drunk.
Oh, Vic. We put you look so...
Look at him.
What are you doing,
Vic? You gotta send that.
Victor, what are you doing, Vic?
I can't even see it. I don't know.
And then he does this. And then the girl right there, look. But there isn't too sexy red. Look how he's looking at her. She looks crazy there. When I first saw her, she's dude... Good. I gotta understand that not everybody jokes like we do. And I was like, damn, big ass forehead. I just, and she looked at me like, what the fuck?
You said that?
Like, to the homies, but I think she heard. Shout out Vic Stia, though.
Yeah.
Dude, I was about to be there during their family drama. I'm glad it didn't happen. It would have been so awkward.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been like, oh, okay.
It was a lot of drama. Duno kind of caused the drama, though.
What the fuck?
You're too famous, fool.
I did it. Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
You can talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay. You say.
Okay, so basically, It was my neighbor's daughter's birthday party.
His stepmom's daughter's birthday. Michi and Chichi.
Yeah.
So her daughter's birthday.
It was the daughter's birthday. So we're kicking it. We're listening. And we always have this grupo. Shout out Los Demonios Brillantes. Uh-huh. They're always playing at all Fire. Our family parties, right? And so we're hanging out. Duno calls me. He's, hey, I'm in the area. I was like, bro, come through. Like, we're listening to grupo, all this shit, right? So we're right there. We're hanging out. Then, you know, the grupo gets excited. They're like, oh, Duno's in the building, right? So then they're playing. They're asking Duno what he wants to play, da-da-da. So they're playing for us. We're having a great time. We're drinking, da-da-da. And then everybody else starts to leave because it's already getting kind of later. And we're just planning on hanging out. And then I guess, like, the dad of the daughter of whose birthday it is starts to get upset because he felt like they were only playing for us and only, like, catering towards us.
But you got it. Right.
I think they matched it. Well, we're in Michi's and Chichi's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I walk in and she's like, mijo, like,
yeah.
Like, her daughter's a fan of me.
Yeah.
So I go over there, take a picture. Her friends are there, but mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was. Vic was like, it's a family party.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this Vic's dad's throwing a bender party.
Yeah.
So I just pull up and I'm like, oh, it's kind of like it's like an actual birthday party, but you can literally climb. It's like, this is
a family. But they had just split. The parents just split. This is the first.
No, they split.
That's
like years ago.
That's like a separate thing.
That's like from way before. Oh. The daughter's 14. So to put in perspective, like,
and then and I get there, Michi. For, I don't know, what's her real name? Oh, should we not say her real name?
No,
just Michi.
No.
Okay, yeah.
She's like, mijo, like, you know, she's always cool.
Yeah.
Whenever we see her, she's
super
like
nice, yeah.
showing love, and she's like, mijo, you want to eat? Like, there's a bar right here, get whatever you want. But we have brought bottles. We're like, here, you want a bottle? Like, give it out to your friend. So she's cool, but I'm guessing. Vic's uncle and the dad had matched them for the next like 2 hours or whatever. I don't know exactly how much it was. But you know, they're like, nah, come have fun. But the singer is like my age, mm-hmm. so he knows who I am. He's like, but he's like when he's like one of them fools, like he's like, you know, we come from the bottom. He just kept saying that.
He's like, you know, we all come from the bottom, right?
He just kept throwing, like, screaming that. But I'm guessing like it kind of felt kind of like hater vibes, like older man hater vibes, where it was like, I didn't come to, like, I just came to kick it with the homie.
Yeah.
And the girl's birthday, she, like, I think she was burned out. Like, she's like, hi, like, I'm a fan. Yeah. We took a picture, and she's like, I think I'm going to go inside. Her and her friends walked in. And at this point, it's just adults. We're just drinking. Fucking Vic's niece is there. And everybody's kicking it. And that's what just kept coming over. Like, what song you fools want? We start getting drunk. And then they start getting into it as a family. And I was like, Vic, maybe we should climb the wall and just go to your dad's house. Yeah. And that's exactly what we did.
So
that's
We went, we took the grupo to my dad's house right next door. They set up or whatever. And then the dude it was his daughter's birthday, he asked the grupo for his money back.
Which is like weird because it's like their kids hustling out here.
Yeah.
So like they don't have nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
your drama.
Yeah, like but it just felt very haterish. Like, so I got pretty upset because it's like, bro, like, we're just having a good time. How are you gonna ask the little homies for money back? Yeah. They played. It's not like they weren't playing. You know.
And then I told Vic, I was like, I'm at your fault. Put the other hour. Like, let them fools know. Like, and then it was just better. Vic's like, let's just avoid the bullshit. And I was like, let's just go. And then we got lit. And then see, Fredo was already asleep.
Yeah.
Asked me if he woke up.
Did he wake up?
He woke up. Started bantering with us.
Oh yeah, when he woke up at like 1 a.m.
What's up, my sister? He's like, Cookie. And then Cookie was like, hey! And everybody was just, we just started drinking and shit.
Damn, that's crazy. And then you threw up on his carpet.
And then he threw up on Apple's carpet. Poor Steve Fredo, he had to clean that up.
He wasn't even mad. I was so like, what? How are you
almost
not mad?
Almost weird. Almost like, hey, hold on. I'm expecting you to be
mad. Dad's
angry.
Been mad at me my whole life. And all of a sudden, he's just like, it's okay, Mico.
Were you ever mean to somebody and you thought about it like a couple years later?
Was I ever mean to anybody? No. But there was a girl that her name was Porn Tip and everybody made fun of her.
Why was that her name?
Porn Tip?
She's like Vietnamese or something. It was like and her name was Porn Tip. But her name was Patty. But everybody, like, clearly that name to kids is going to be very funny.
Porn Tip is crazy.
Yeah.
Dang, wow. It's a Porn Tip.
Would you call her that?
Well, I'm not going to incriminate myself. Shout out Porn Tip.
Shout out Porn Tip. Hey, I do remember the girl that made fun of you and then she was your bottle service girl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Dumbass whore.
Whore.
Stupid bitch. Go get some jello shots now.
Yeah, go get some jello shots now, dumbass bitch.
You guys probably see her be like, damn, come over here, girl.
This for you, bitch.
Yeah.
I would only get with her in spite, like, to get back, like, to break her
this
heart.
This for
Lutty. Yeah, exactly.
You twerk on her.
Whoa, what saying this is for Letty is crazy.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
That is weird, yo.
Fucking for the homegirl's crazy.
But cool.
Hey, after the night, what do you do? I have a podcast with this girl named Letty.
Yeah, you know her.
You know her? Oh, you're from Glen. And then you just walk out?
Wow.
Unless you leave your house, then you kick her out.
Alright. Well, you want to take that shot?
Yeah, for porn tip.
For porn tip.
What's her name?
Porn tip and poofy tacos. Go ahead.
Porn tip, poofy tacos, and my future wife, Vic's cousin.
All right. Do you have any closing items? Any shout outs?
Yeah, I have some shout outs. Okay. We got a DM from Amber. Mm-hmm. She says she recently lost her primo, Joshua Diaz, in a car accident.
Oh, man.
But that they were huge Brownback fans and would meet up weekly to smoke a blunt and watch Brownback together.
Shut up, for real?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, you know, RIP to Joshua Diaz.
Fuck. That's fucked
up. Much
up.
Love.
Damn, that's so sad.
How old was he? Can we, do we know?
No, she didn't really
is
say
is there any, like, GoFundMe we can...
Read her message.
It says, hi, my name is Amber. I recently lost my primo, Joshua Diaz, of Selma, California, on August 14th due to a car accident. He was more like a brother to me. Him and I were Brownback fans. We would sit and watch the pod weekly, smoking a blunt. I just wanted to ask if the pod would show some love to him. We plan on getting tickets to your next live show. This is so surreal, and my heart is completely broken. Thank you for being our source of entertainment, and thank you for always making us laugh. Love you all.
Good. No, we got to get her tickets.
Yeah, man.
Definitely got her. Shout out her and her family,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was big. That was beautiful.
If there's like a GoFundMe or something, we should definitely.
For sure.
Yeah.
I also got some other shout outs.
Okay,
from the Carol G Show. Shout out Amy, Ariana, Bridget, and Hector. They all are huge Brownback fans. And
oh, that's so awesome. That
they were in a group?
I was actually in line to get a beer. And then
how long were you waiting?
Like 20 minutes. And Bridget, she's going out with this dude I went to high school with. And then she's like, are you Maximo? And then the girl in the front heard her, turned around, was like, what the hell? And then this girl walking by all at the same time.
Yeah, so Maximo. Were you by yourself or with Daniela?
No, I was with my homie Matias.
Okay, yeah. I wrote your guys' names down. As from the Carol G concert. Shout out to Gabby and Brenda. Big up to Gabby and Brenda. And one thing that we didn't talk about the Carol G concert is Morgan Freeman does like a whole little narration.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up. For real?
Yeah, she got, like, I guess there's a story for like Mañana Será Bonito, mm-hmm. and she's a sirena. She's like she's a mermaid.
Yeah.
But it's Morgan Freeman kind of telling her story.
Narrating.
Super cool.
That's fire. So fire.
Yeah. And he's Mañana Será Bonito.
The voice of God.
Yeah. So that was really cool. So shout out to Morgan Freeman. Also, shout out Saul Alvarez. Really cool dude. Met him. When was it?
Saul Alvarez?
Yeah. Was it
Canelo?
Wednesday? Yeah,
Canelo.
Canelo. Canelo, yeah.
Oh. I met him on Wednesday.
I was about to say, that sounds very familiar.
Yeah, it's some guy. Super cool dude.
Run up the clips.
Yeah. And also, should I say his name? Our op? Fox Sports. I will not say his name.
You just said it.
I just said the company. I didn't say his name.
It was a dude that was trying to, like, he works for one of the Spanish news stations.
So that's the fool that did the weird title the other time?
No. That's like a random, like, blogger.
Okay.
But this is like an actual sports network in Spanish, right? So a lot of the media, the sports media, especially like the Latino media, just in general, boxing. Because I told you, I have to prove myself.
Mm.
And I don't mind. But we also have connections, and we were able to get one-on-ones with Canelo, and we were able to get good spots on the carpet. However, people get there early to get those spots, and so they were really upset that the family friends of Canelo put us in the carpet. Like, right, we're like, hey, can you move so she could be right here?
Mm.
And so they were, like, pretending they didn't even hear. Like, so on the carpet, like, I was supposed to be in, like, in between these two people, and neither of them, like, both of them were facing, so they couldn't, whatever, like, they didn't hear us. And so we're like, excuse us. We got to be, like, it was just too extra. Like, they didn't move, right? And I was like, fuck it. I've been around red carpets for the past 10 years. I used to do entertainment reporting for Big Boy's Neighborhood. So I knew red carpets, all that. That shit can get crazy. It could be a long wait. Last 2 minutes, everybody has to, like, ask questions together. So I know, like, the dog-eat-dog environment. So they're like, hey, Canelo's coming down the carpet, but you last 4 or 5. You guys have to ask questions together. So normally everybody puts their microphone. And then probably they're like, you can only ask 2 questions. So that means 2 for every 10 people has to ask a question, right?
Mm.
I'm like, fuck that. I'm getting my questions. Because I didn't know if I was able to talk to him again.
After.
Yeah,
so for the one-on-one. Yeah,
so,
okay.
So in the red carpet, it was the red carpet first. So so they're like, he's passing through, and I knew to ask about his godson. I know no one's gonna ask him about that. They're gonna ask him about Charlo. They're gonna ask him about any boxing shit, whatever. And I'm like, do I hallo Johan? And he looks straight at me. And I'm like, and then I knew I had his attention from there. And so I asked him about Johan, who's an upcoming boxer, if he's going to take his place similar to like how you look at someone like Chavez Jr. And there's a lot of juniors in boxing. So yeah. Chavez Jr., Mayweather Jr., there's yeah. so many, Vargas and his sons, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm like, do you think he's going to carry on your name? And he answered me straight. So since he was already looking at me, answering me.
That was like your reeling? Yeah. That was your reel in?
Yeah. Yep. I'm
question.
Like, I'm going to ask him another one. Yeah. And I'm like, you like Musica Romantica? Boom, right on me. But everybody else is like, this fucking bitch, first she doesn't come early, second, and it's not my bad I didn't come early, I didn't know where I was, we were there, right. we didn't know where we were gonna be placed.
Yeah.
And then I asked about Mike, like not Michael Jackson, like the music he likes to listen to in English. He answers me, and then they're like, all right, that's enough. So these motherfuckers are like, fuck her. But at the same time, if it's not me asking the questions, it would be you guys asking the questions. Yeah. And I would have to try to figure out how to play back some random shit that you guys ask too, yeah. right? So that happens. And then they're like, hey, the people from Showtime, they're like, Leti, we got you a one-on-one with him. Like, let's move you in here. And the same dude that was pretending not to hear me was in that same thing. And so he comes up to us like, hey, we're already set up. Why are you here? And then we're like, they sent us here. He's like, who sent you here? Yep. And I'm like, Showtime, Canelo's assistant, like I'm like, who didn't send us here essentially? Like yeah. Swanson PR, like that's like the PR group for everything. I'm like, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna go see. I'm gonna go check and make sure. It's just like some caring ass fool that was like, Petty no, hater. You don't belong here. We're already set up. Why are you here? And it's like, they put us here. Like, sorry, bro. Like, we're not, hey, let's take this fool's place. So he was so upset that we were even getting that type of emotion. And it's like, you don't have to be a hater like that. Whatever we do, no, Mexican fool. Whatever we do is not gonna do shit for you. Like, we're all getting time with Canelo. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's just some hater shit that you start seeing. And then the guy, I'm like, you guys, this is kind of the stuff you got to build yourself on. There's like three girls, right?
Yeah.
There's like, and most of the girls there are like being like, y ahora estamos aquí, and like very bomb, very mm-hmm. great girls. But at the same time, like, I don't know, they just, they're more reporter more versus, like textbook. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And so the guys were, they're just really upset. But I'm like, fuck it. If I only have two questions with Canelo, I'm going to ask those two questions. Yeah. If I only have 10 seconds, I'm going to take those 10 seconds. That's right. And I'm going to fight for it. And if you get mad, you can get mad. Yeah. But I understand what this moment means.
Yep.
So it was just some weird, it was weird shit. But I know from doing that, like with Hollywood and with hip hop reporting, you got to. If you're not a dog, they literally will, they expect you bow down. They expect you, all right, we're the big stations, sit down, bitch. And it's like, no, dog, I'm a big dog too. What's up?
That's right.
Yep.
And then I'm like, hey. And I'm like, hey, take that fool's picture. So we got his picture. Like, and we're like, let's get our ops in order.
Also, I want to shout out Fuego and JP Murals. Fuego helped build the frame around for this canvas.
Hell yeah.
And JP Murals, you know, did the...
That fucking accent, no shit. He knows how to do shit like this.
Yeah. Oh, you know what was funny? There was this English dude. He was from London. At the Canelo thing, and he
was in Beverly Hills too.
Yeah, it was in Beverly Hills. It was at the Hilton, the Beverly Hills Hilton. But the guy is from England, and he also boxes, but he does like reporting. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He was there, and we just struck up conversation because they give you food there after, and then we talked to that fool, and he was just talking to all of us. But it's funny because he started asking me questions. And he's like, what's your name? Letty. Oh, what a nice name. And then I'm like, yeah. And then and he's like, what's your last name? And I'm like, Benicia. He's like, ooh, that's like a dessert. And then him, Maximo and Norby like, hey, chill. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, I thought they were your coworkers. I didn't know they were your boyfriend. Like, he's like, it's like, no, bro, you just don't say shit like that. Like, ooh, that last name sounds like a dessert. And I think it's like, because he has an accent, like, it's very disarming.
I get what you're saying.
Guy has an accent or a girl has an accent, automatically you're like, ooh.
I get what you're saying. If he was like a fool that was outside of like a Burger King, he's like,
that sounds like a dessert. Yeah, we're like, whoa. He's like, it sounds like a dessert.
When you guys said hi, did he kiss you on the cheek?
No, but
why do T's kick like the English people's ass? Like, bottle of water, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is it? Why
is it kind of like Latinos with the R?
Oh,
No, what's
or like how SZA kicks Angie's ass?
SZA? the S and the Z's. No, but it was funny that they stood up for me.
Pizza. Yeah.
So
they're like, chill.
Against the Fox Sports fool.
No, this was like just some London.
Those
London
are two dude. Bodyguards.
Yeah.
Norby and
like it was cool. Hell like yeah. You guys don't understand. Sometimes with girls, we don't feel like we can kind of stand up for ourselves in those moments. But it's like, dog, you wouldn't tell a guy his last name sounds like. Like, if you met my husband.
Yeah.
Whose last name is Panicha, you wouldn't say that sounds like a dessert.
Sounds like a dessert, mate.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
Damn, that's a trip. The Fox Sports food, you didn't press that for Maximo?
Nah.
I think bitch. We were more like.
Shout out Fox Sports, but not shout out that food.
Yeah. I think we were more like. Go tell him. Like, yeah. I think he was expecting one to scare us. He probably thought we were, like, trying to, like, wiggle our way in. Yeah. And he was also probably expecting for whoever his connections are with to kick us out. And so when that was happening, I hit up the Showtime guy, or we hit up our Showtime guy, who's in charge of, like, all the PR. And we're like, hey, this fool's trying to get us kicked out. He's like, tell him from me personally and from Showtime, you guys are there, right? Like, and he was like, I don't give, like, whatever they fucking say, you're going to have time.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to have that kind of backup. So you're trying to punk us, but you can't.
And did he tell him that? Well, like, what did he show him, like, the text?
I think he told him that, and they kind of told him, like, no, they could stay in. So he didn't even come back to
that area.
Of
course, yeah. He was embarrassed.
Fucking lame.
Yeah, fucking
loser.
All that steel ass fool. That's right. But it's just being nice. It's unnecessary to do that shit. It's literally unnecessary to try to. And what I was telling him is, like, and Max Vic, we know hip-hop media, so if there's someone that we don't know, it's like everyone knows that that's a new person.
Exactly.
So it's like they knew we were, like, a new little crew in that.
It's with 1,000 followers. My mom got more followers than this. Fucking lame.
But he was really like, y todo está listo aquí por whatever. Y con quién están hablando? And it's like, dude, we're fine. Believe me, the stuff you ask Canelo is not going to be the same shit we're going to ask Canelo.
Hey, fool, that fool got some baddie daughters. We're going to have to crack it, Vic.
I'm down.
Oh, gosh.
One of them has a boyfriend.
Hey, let me see.
You can still play soccer with a goalie.
What?
Still play soccer with a goalie.
I don't get it. What does that mean? Like,
just because someone's guarding the net doesn't mean you can't score.
Still play soccer with a goalie. That's hard. I never heard that one before. Whoa. That's a good one right there.
Standing ovation for this.
Let's go. Episode.
Wait. Have one more shout out. Shout out to.
You never get these, bro.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Real quick, shout out to Brian and everybody at Mariscos Don Mochis. They showed mad love to me. I went twice in a weekend because...
The cruda?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One for the cruda, one before I even knew I was going to be crudo. Mm-hmm. But they showed a lot of love. They're super dope. They said they want to come cater the podcast too.
So. Well, they have...
Super fire.
Back to your ovation though.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Cool.
We're done.
Okay, so I guess that's it. Bye.
Episode 104. What the fuck? Maximo just got up and left.
bye.